It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
There is a new book about The View that is about to be coming out. And right before its release, there's audio that got leaked of Elizabeth Hasselbeck having a meltdown backstage after a segment back in 2006. Here's the audio of the on-camera discussion that caused the meltdown.
Special situation.
Why?
This is going
that's
to be
a loophole in your argument.
I'm saying this, I wish that it were available. I'm just saying, I don't believe it's the right thing, but this is a slippery slope to just eliminating life government.
Elizabeth, calm down, dear.
I can't. This makes me so upset, Barbara.
I know. We've got to be able to have these discussions and listen to other people's opinions and not go so crazy that you don't listen to anybody's opinion.
I heard everything you said.
Okay, so then she went backstage during the break and still had her mic on, and this is the audio of the meltdown that was leaked.
That. I'm not going to sit there and get reprimanded on the air. I'm not going back out there. I'm not going back out there. What the f***? I don't even swear. She has me swearing. This woman's driving me nuts.
Barbara Walters was crazy. And that thing you're talking about, Liv, was like, I think not that long, but they were live, right? They were live during the show.
So
they literally had her walk on set just before they came back on. Intense.
So she continued threatening to quit when the show only had like 45 seconds to get back out there and on stage and like live on air. So she ended up out there to continue the show. But so when this audio got leaked, she released a statement on Instagram this past weekend and said, "This just in, I am quite humanly reactive. I use bad words when frustrated." She then added and said that she's been changed by God and can now hold the hand of the person who does not agree while staying true to her constitutionally protected rights to freedom of faith. Kim Kardashian is planning a CBD-themed baby shower, which I just think this is hilarious. The reality star is high-key freaking out about the arrival of her fourth child and wants a relaxing baby shower. She said there will be massages, a tea ceremony, and there will even be crystals there.
Well, I love crystals. If there's not crystals, I'm not coming.
Right, exactly. Olivia Newton-John says she's been using cannabis while she battles cancer for a third time. The Grease star said, "I use a lot of cannabis in my healing. It helped me incredibly with pain and sleep." She revealed that her husband, businessman John Easterling, grows cannabis on their grounds in their ranch in California. She also said that he grows the plants and makes them into liquid for me. I take drops maybe 4 to 5 times a day. Now that's love.
What you gonna do about it?
R. Kelly posted a video this weekend asking the media to take it easy on him as he does an event in Illinois.
"I got an event to do tonight, so I want the media to take it easy on me, man. This is how I got to get paid now for right now. And it's a party, so when you see me in the club with a couple of drinks in my hand and chilling, please take it easy. Appreciate it, y'all. Thanks."
I don't think anyone's going to be taking it easy on him like anytime soon. Also, the club, the event, there's only about like 50 people that showed up.
Hey, he's making a comeback. Why are we poo-pooing on R. Kelly?
Yeah, right. Okay. Coming up in the next garbage in an hour from now, this celebrity says they used to be addicted to video games.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.